Hey guys, it's Heather hanging out with Josh Ward, Music Fest. And man, day one, just kind of wrapping up, hanging out. You enjoying this weather?
I am. It's good weather this year.
Yeah. It,
record high on snow. I mean, snow's real fresh and good. And it's not bone chilling outside, so you
not
can
yet.
Dress comfortable.
I know. You're rocking your Finolio today, right?
I am.
Yeah.
I'm t-shirting it today. I mean, obviously going outside, I'll put a jacket on, but you know, you got to represent. So.
Absolutely. Gotta rock those guys. I love them.
That's
now,
it.
We were talking earlier. Apparently, you're playing the outdoor stage on Tuesday.
Yep.
You gonna get the snow, maybe? You gonna bring the snow for us?
Heather had said, my Heather.
Your Heather.
My
I know.
Heather.
That's what I was talking with Heather about this.
She said that we might get some snow. She's my meteorologist, too. I mean,
she keeps you in line.
Not only is she my manager, but she is my meteorologist. And I know when it's gonna rain. If she thinks there's going to be a tornado, and when it's going to snow.
Good. So she keeps you in line?
She does.
And that's what, you know, you got to have her in your life for that. Now, I really want to talk to you about Billy Bob's,
because yeah,
that show is
yeah.
coming up, man.
Billy Bob's is going to be awesome. Coming to Fort Worth, you know, we've been frequenting Fort Worth quite a while now, and Billy Bob's has turned into our home.
Yes.
And, you know, every chance that we get to get invited back, I mean, we're going to take it. I mean, heck, we got the Live at Billy Bob's record. And, Number 50. That was real cool. So, it's always a treat, man. You never know. From the time that I started going to Billy Bob's earlier on in my adolescent life, I've loved it. It's like going to a circus, Kmart, a rodeo, and a honky tonk all at the same time. I mean, it's this big, wonderful thing in Fort Worth.
No, it's got a cool legacy and.
Oh yes, absolutely.
The cool thing about you, and I've always been curious for someone who has played there so many times. Do you remember the first time that you walked foot on that stage and played the big stage for the first time?
I do. Yep, I dang sure did. That was one of those, you know, heck, we just played the Grand Ole Opry. It was kind of like that, you know, for Texas.
Yeah.
You know, as a kid growing up seeing this large establishment, world's largest honky-tonk, you know, I got introduced to Billy Bob's when we were all in high school riding bulls. And we go up there and go to the rodeo at Stock Show, or we'd ride bulls at Billy Bob's, and I was like, man, this is the coolest place I've ever been in.
Yeah.
And then to go play it years later, I mean, who would have thunk it?
You know? It's like life just takes a lap, a full circle
It does,
lap
full circle lap. I've been having a couple full circle moments here lately, and it's been eye-opening. It's been kind of cool to go, wow, we're back here again.
How many times have you played there, do you know?
Babe, you know how many times we played Billy Bob's? Fifth time on the big stage, yeah.
Even going and playing the honky tonk stage and then that transition to the big, that's huge.
I'm telling you right now, that little honky tonk stage though, like, yeah, you got. That's kind of like cutting your teeth. You go play that, and then you earn your spot to the big stage. Dude, that little honky tonk stage used to get rowdy.
Well, it kind of takes you back to like the original like honky tonk setup where they'd have like the stage right at the dance floor.
Oh, right there.
And that has got. That's so cool to see those go down. Like, don't step on her feet, man. You're doing great on those dance moves.
Used to, it was like, you know, obviously we prided ourselves for a very long time of being a dance hall band. You know,
yeah.
we were the ones that they get out there and cut a rug. They spin a hole in the dance floor. But those low stages, I grew up playing them low stages. I've had a couple of busted lips from either bar fights or somebody falling into the microphone stand.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, so every time that we see them, we're like, ooh, yeah, we can do it. You just learn, don't close your eyes when you're in the moment. Don't close your eyes because that's when it's going to happen.
Yeah, those are the dangerous moments.
Oh, yeah. What happened? I don't know. My mic stand hit me in the mouth. Felt like a grown man hit me.
It might have been a grown man.
I think I chipped a tooth.
No, I'm really excited about it. You're going to be coming back during the stock show and rodeo. And that's always a good time being back in Fort Worth for that. And it's just good to be seeing good country music. And that's exactly what you do, Josh. Every time you put on a show, it's just, the last time I saw you, which was at NFR, and people I'd seen that walked into that ballroom where you were playing at, never even heard of you before because they were just mojo off the streets, and they're like, I hear live music.
Yep.
And they're like, this is country music. How's that feel when you get to see that?
You know, that's all I've ever known. I don't know how to be anything else. I tried it one time, remember? I thought I was going to grow my hair out and be cool, you know, sing songs about college and stuff.
Be a rapper?
But I didn't. They said, what do you need to do? Just be yourself. I said, all right. I went back home, put my boots and jeans back on, put a hat on. Here I am. I'm normal.
I couldn't imagine you any other way besides boots and a hat.
I mean, I did have wild side there for a while, but I grew out of it.
Well, I think we're all glad that you're
doing that. I'll show pictures later.
Okay, fair enough. Now, I hear that there's a drinking game.
Somebody made it up.
I gotta hit this up. This is too good to talk about.
I know. I think my wife is the one that actually
invented it. She's the curator of this game? She's sitting over here shaking her head no.
So her and her girlfriends, they'll go on the back patio, and all of a sudden it was like, you know, what you say, Billy Bob's? And everybody takes a drink, and I'm like, looking around, and I did say Billy Bob's a lot on the Live at Billy Bob's record. I didn't realize it at the time until somebody pointed it out. But every time that I say Live at Billy Bob's, thank you, or what it, thank you Billy Bob's, or anything to do with Billy Bob's during that record, you drink, and it's a drinking game. So
we're gonna type out the rules. I will post it up on social media.
Yeah. Yep.
The Josh Ward drinking game. Just don't drive. Thank you.
Yeah, yeah. Concerts sold separately.
Then have some t-shirts with that. The Josh
I'm going to do game. It. I'm going to do it on purpose when we play Billy Bob's. I'm going to do it on purpose again. That way everybody be drinking out there with it.
Yes. Every time you say it, everybody has to take a drink. I'm in for that. So
and awesome. I'll announce it at Billy Bob's. I will. All right. Listen, guys, we're going to be playing a drinking game tonight. Every time I say anything about Billy Bob's, y'all got to take a drink.
So then you're going for the record for the most amount of booze sold at the place.
Hey,
that would be something fun to take over.
Either way, selling it out or selling them out of booze.
Listen, we've got to sell that show up. We need to pick an ultimatum for this. Like, you sell out Billy Bob's.
I mean, win a free hunting trip with Josh Ward.
Whoa!
You know, I mean, that would be cool to me.
I was thinking, you know, that, like, sell out Billy Bob's, we got to have somebody get a tattoo, Josh Ward tattoo.
I mean,
not you, I'm just saying somebody who gets those tickets. Like,
I mean, I'm pretty sure there's people out there crazy enough to do that.
I've seen them on social media. That's like a thing. That's, is that weird to you sometimes? Like, you're like, man, it's super cool. Oh, hi, puppy dog.
Oh, look at there. Hey,
look
buddy,
at that.
Good boy. Yes, it's a good boy.
Hi.
He's interviewing with us today.
Mic him up. Mic up the dog.
Dogs gravitate to me. I don't know why, but it's just like the lab that was sitting in the cart today by the ski shop. He's out there by himself, sitting in the golf cart. Looks just like my old black lab at home.
Aww.
And I'm like, I want to go talk to it. Heather's like, come on, we got stuff to do. And I'm like,
but
I want to visit
dog.
With a dog. He was such a gentleman sitting there in that buggy. Just.
Is that your favorite kind of dog? A lab?
Well, I've had two dogs that were my favorite. Well, I got three now, Juju. But I've had a lot of my dogs have always been working cow dogs.
So you got heelers and
heelers, collies. I was more on the heeler side of things because Chap, Kelly Joe. Chap was a mix between an Australian Shepherd and a heeler.
Oh, wow.
But then Gus came along. He's a big black lab. I mean, he's like my kid.
Yeah.
But I love animals. I'm an animal lover.
Yes.
You know, we ride
horses. The horses, the cows, the dogs.
Yeah. I think we're going to get a barn cat soon.
You're going to add to the family? Heather's yeah. face is like, oh, I don't know about that.
She's like, yet. One more mouth I got to worry about feeding while you're gone.
Listen, when you're, so the kids are in charge of the house while you're gone. Do you ever get worried about shenanigans going down when both of y'all are gone?
With Jace there? Yes. I mean, Lauren, no, I never worried about that. But him, I don't know if he's going to have a party or... you know, or even come home to make sure the dogs got let out.
Yeah, he's out rodeoing this weekend, isn't he?
He roping? Is. He roped this weekend, and Gonzalez at a high school show, and then he was coming back feeding animals and going, what, to Huntsville to another roping? That's all he does. I mean, he's...
You were just checking out on him,
yeah.
making sure he's
Mom's
still
got
good.
Him on Live 360.
Good. Yeah, so keep him in track
he's,
on that.
Man, he's done so good.
Yeah.
Knock on wood.
Yeah, knock on that side.
You know, we got him his ride, and the first big trip he made was to Wickenburg, Arizona.
Yeah.
And
oh, wow.
Won him some money out there at the big ropings, and, you know, come back, and it's like we're watching him grow up. You know, like, he's venturing out on his own, being very independent, that kind of deal. But I always told him, I said, listen, I don't care what you do, just don't get in a bind, right? And call me if something happens. I said, but I can save you from a lot of things, but what I can't save you from is your mother. So don't throw no parties at home. Don't get in trouble, and always treat women with respect, because your mama will get on you if you don't. So.
The law of the land always gets laid down.
That is it.
Yes.
I'm telling you.
Mama takes care of it all.
I told him, I said, I'd save you from a lot of things, but I can't save you from your mama.
No. Well, you just had one get engaged, too.
Oh, yeah. Lauren,
is that exciting? That's got to be. You're like, freedom, or you're like, no, my baby's grown up.
It was tough for me.
Yeah.
It was. I mean... Good guy, great guy. Know his mom and daddy. Know him. They've been high school sweethearts for, what, eight
Aww.
Years? I mean, you just don't see that anymore.
No.
And, you know, it. I knew time was coming, but I just didn't know it was going to be this soon. But they made me stay home. I was supposed to go somewhere and do something. Me and Jace was going to go to Donnie's and ride or something. Anyways, I was told that I had to stay home. And I was like, well.
But I don't want
to. I said, well, I got things going on. Like, we need to move it along here. Like, what's going on? And she was like, it's something important. But anyways, I didn't find out till he got there. And we had the talk. And so, yeah, I'm watching her grow up, and I know she's going to be all right because she's got a good head on her shoulders.
Yeah.
But it is. It's tough, man. I watched this kid grow up,
yeah.
you know. And now I got to see her, you know, get married. I guess it all comes along with it.
I would be scared to come to you. Like, if I was a guy, come to you and be like.
Well. It was like that. And like I told him, I said, Travis, I don't ever want you. I treat all my kids the same.
Oh, yeah.
Whether they're mine or not. If don't ever be afraid to say something to me or talk to me. I'm the most fairest, honest guy there is. Thing about me, there is no gray area.
Yeah,
you know exactly where I stand. And then when he came and asked me for my daughter's hand, he knew exactly where I stood. And he was like, well, I said, no, you're going to ask the question, ask me.
Yeah.
And, you know, I just told him, I gave him advice. Like, you know, grown-up stuff is real.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh,
but
yeah,
I think they're going to be happy. He promised me, he said, my only goal in life is to make sure that she's happy.
Hey, as a dad, that's, you hear that and you're like, okay.
And I told her, I said, she's a lot like her mama, too.
A little fireball. Right.
Well, whenever I asked Heather's daddy whenever I could marry her, he told me just like this, word for word. He said, it don't matter to me if she marries you or not, but I'm just going to tell you, she's meaner than a box of rattlesnakes and you can't bring her back. So
there's no return policy.
I kind of put that into his speech too. So.
Hey, sometimes you got to take them when you learn them.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Yeah, I was going to try to scare him a little bit.
Oh, yeah. I could see you being the guy that was on the porch with the shotgun.
No, not
no.
me.
Just
no.
the rope. Just
no.
the shotgun.
I told him, well, we said a lot of things in the duck blind the other day because it was planned out. You know, we went down for Christmas. They got engaged. I'm taking the boys duck hunting, and we're going to go do our thing. Well, something got on the point of, you know, oh, now you're going to be a granddaddy next. I said, no, I've already figured that out. And he looks at me. And I said, yeah, we've already got that in the works. And yeah, I don't think his mom liked it too much, but I told him I was going to give him a vasectomy until I was ready for kids, for grandkids. He was like, huh? And Jace's like, I got a sharp pocket knife. I never had to worry about her with her little brother.
Yeah.
He's just about as bad as I am.
He was just as mean as all get out, making sure everything went through.
Oh, yeah.
Well, we've got the show coming up at Billy Bob, so people need to make sure
that
they buy tickets.
You can bleep that part out. I just thought we were talking.
Shoot. That's what I love about having a conversation with you, Josh, is we can just talk.
And she never knows what we're going to talk about.
That's the best part, because our conversations always go all over the place. Last time I had to leave him sitting here when he had a drink of whiskey.
I'm sitting here in front of these cameras like this. Heather's like, hey, I'll be right back.
And then I come back and go, we're gone.
And I sat there a good 30 minutes and
waited. I had to run up the hill to the big tent because we were staying off-site that
I
night.
Thought it was hilarious.
I thought that was part of the show. I was waiting to come back from footage with you just goofing off, with like taking the cameras and going running around somewhere.
We started to, but I was like...
like, I left equipment in your hands.
I mean, we weren't that close at that time, so now you do it again. You do it again, and you liable to have to come find your camera.
Put some air tags on stuff, make sure I find
Hey, we're hanging out with Heather's camera. Come along with me.
Taking a ride with Josh. We need to do that, though. That would be
we do.
Kind of
I think all of our interviews should end, and people be like,
where are they going next?
What's happening? She just got up. Is it over?
Or do we know?
Or no. We're going to pick up in Vegas next year at NFR. Yeah.
No. Well, I do want to go back to something, though, real quick. Because your Grand Ole Opry, we haven't really got to talk much about that.
Yeah, that was something big. I mean, you know, as a kid loving music all my life.
Oh, my gosh.
Being a sponge. The Grand Ole Opry was a big part of my life. I mean, it was a staple. You watched the Grand Ole Opry. You watched Hee Haw.
Yeah.
And you watched the awards show when they come on. The Country Music Awards.
Yes.
I mean, that was a staple in my house.
Yeah.
And, you know, God dang, it only took us 20 years to get there, right?
You got there.
We got there, and it still amazes me. I can tell you, I know every turn, every hallway, every doorway that I walked through. It was like photographic memory. Some people will tell you, oh man, I couldn't have told you what happened. Shit, I was on like hyper focus. Whenever they told me, my buddy Mark Wills that came in, awesome guy, drove all the way in just to kind of show me around Grand Ole Opry and just be a friend, be supportive. He told me, he said, Josh, I'm going to tell you right now, that circle feels different than that stage does. And I looked at him and he said, you'll know as soon as you step in that circle.
Oh, that's so cool.
And I promise you, I walked all over that stage that whole day, standing side stage, watching the other acts. When I crossed the threshold into that circle, it was almost like a beam coming out of it. I mean, I still get chills thinking about it.
That's so cool.
I didn't want to step in the circle and do sound check. Like, whenever I stepped in that circle, I wanted to play the Grand Ole Opry.
Right.
I never visited the Grand Ole Opry. I never toured it. Never did any of that. They always wanted me to. Every time I go up right in Nashville, hey, you got to go by the Opry and check it out. I said, I'm not going to the Grand Ole Opry until I play it.
Yeah.
And I did.
Did it sound really good for you?
Oh my God. There in sound check, like we only had a little bit of time for sound check, and the band up there is amazing. Yeah. I mean, they are so pro. They got my songs like within an hour, learned them, you turned the record on. I mean, those guys even walked up to me and said, "Hey, bud, you want to come back tomorrow and do it?" And said, "We'll play with you again." I was like, that right there made me feel good. But yeah, I walked out there and went to sound check, and I was like, "I ain't stepping in it." So they brought a big, like a doorway rug, mm-hmm. like one of the, what do you call them, the Cintas rugs that the company brings out, and they laid it.
So you weren't physically standing
on the wood to do sound check.
Oh, cool.
Heather was in the back in the green room. We had little Jimmy Dickens green room, which was amazing.
I mean, yeah.
Everywhere you walk around there, you're a part of history now. It's like Billy Bob's.
Yeah.
Hands on the wall, record on the wall. I mean, all of these things, you know, that you work so hard to get there, all these accolades, and you're sitting there looking at all these other people that's done it before you.
Yeah.
Oh my God, it's just taking it all in. Even right down to they have a black, it's like a steel band that goes around, look, kind of ornate steel band that goes around the back of the Opry where the green room, the post office, and all the lounge is. And it's the marker of how high the water got during the flood.
Wow.
You could still see the watermark on a painting. They have a big full-size mural up there.
Yeah.
You can see the watermark on it where it stopped.
Wow.
They never changed anything.
So,
but no, the Grand Ole Opry, I mean, you dream about that as a kid, you know,
one of these days.
And it was just one of those things of, it's there,
yeah,
but I don't know how to get there, you know. Then all of a sudden they say, "You're going to play the Grand Ole Opry," and I'm like, "What?" Like, yeah, that was wild. Found out on our anniversary.
Hey, that's a good anniversary present.
Yeah. That's a great anniversary gift.
That's so cool.
And they've invited us back since then, you know. I got to hang out with Rhonda Vincent that night, which mm-hmm. I'm a huge fan of. Queen of Bluegrass. And the only thing, I've been around a lot of guys, a lot of people in this industry. I've never been starstruck once.
And that was your starstruck?
I was like, I don't know what to do with my hands. I couldn't even speak.
Yeah.
I was sitting on a piano stool.
Like, words hurt.
I was sitting, sorry, my deal come loose. We still got audio.
Good.
All right, cool. I was sitting on the piano stool with my back turned to the door.
Yeah.
And I'm talking to my guys and visiting and all this. And they said, "Hey, somebody's here to see you." And I turned around and she goes, "Hey, Josh, I'm Rhonda Vincent." And I was like, she's like, "Do you have any, like," it was awkward.
Because you were so starstruck.
So I was so starstruck. She had to ask me, "Baby, do you got anything on your mind? Do you want to ask me anything?" And the only thing that would come out of my mouth is I said, "Rhonda, will you sing on my next record?" That's the only thing that I could think to even get out of my head.
And what was the answer?
She was like, "Absolutely, let's get together. I'll leave my name at the front desk for you." And I was like, I got Rhonda Vincent's phone number.
My gosh.
It's sitting on top of my gun safe.
That's a safety area. Nobody touches that area.
I was so freaked out.
Jace
is standing over there because he's a big music fan too.
Yes,
loves Rhonda Vincent. He goes, "Did you just ask her if she would sing on your record?" Like, it wasn't going to happen, right? He goes, "What made you say that?" I was like, I didn't know what else to say. Honest to God. Honest engine, I did not know what to say. But she goes, "How about this? Let's go have some fun."
Right.
We went down to her green room. Mm-hmm. Her whole band is in there. Her bluegrass band. The Rage, that's their name. And she goes, "Let's sing a song." I'm a fumbling idiot at this point. I'm just like,
words are hard.
Did you walk down there, didn't you?
I was about to say, I think I've seen video.
So her and Daryl Singletary, which was a good friend of mine. I love Daryl. God rest his soul. Her and Daryl were great friends. She did so much work on all of his records.
Yeah.
They did duets together. And one of the ones that they did was an old song, After the Fire's Gone. And she kicked that song off, and it felt like somebody just run a knife in me. Like, I was just like, I'm done.
Yeah.
At the end, that could have been the end of my career, and I could have been fine with it. Honest to God. I've told her a dozen times.
Like, are you
kidding? That could have been a stopping point right there.
You hit.
But I'm not. I'm not going anywhere. Not anytime
soon. I
was about
to say, don't say anything right now.
But she got in there and we were singing and her part comes on. And I know I'm rambling, but you asked me about the opera and my experience. I'm going to tell it to you.
This is the coolest thing in the world.
In its entirety. It comes to her part, to where she sings.
Yeah.
When she goes, your lips are warm and tender. Your arms hold me just right. I melted in that floor.
You're probably still there.
And I was like, I'm done. I'm telling you, I was done right there. And then having to do that, my heart is racing 90 miles an hour. I get done with all this. And they're like, okay, are you ready?
It's your turn on
stage.
And
I was like, oh. It's like everything was running real fast. And Mark tells me, he told me, he said, I don't care what happens. He said, enjoy it. Take your time. Go out there. Don't just plug your guitar in and start singing. He said, just stand there a minute.
I'd start crying if I
did. I'm telling you, I'm pretty hard-nosed son of a gun. And it takes a lot to get me rattled. But that right there rattled me.
That was the point.
That rattled me.
What a cool memory. Like, all of that.
Well, you know, coming off the year that we had.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I wasn't supposed to be there.
Yeah. Yeah.
If you think about it. So, all of that getting rolled into one, all these emotions, and it was a highlight.
I would say even in 14 months, like seeing, has it been 14 months? Has it been somewhere around there? 14 to 16 months since August?
Yeah.
Well, probably when you got that phone call about going to the Opry, and then, you know, you had to take so many much time off of playing. That is. It's wild to see how life comes full circle, and that's one of those huge.
It does, and like I said, we've had a few of those.
Yeah.
You know, the Opry, me going to Africa. You know, I mean that whole deal. Just different things, man. Different songs that's came into my life with writers, and you know, I'm blessed. I really am. I've got one of the coolest jobs there is. And, you know, it doesn't matter whether you're in radio or you're the oil field, you're in music or whatever, you still got to work hard.
Yes.
And you always got to find the blessing in it, not the burden. And there was a couple of years that I was running along there that it was getting to me. The
it's
music,
probably hard to find that blessing.
It was, but I did.
Yeah.
And when I found it, was like, everything makes sense now.
Yeah.
Everything makes sense, and we're good. So
that's awesome.
I just duck my head and run into it every single day.
Roll with the punches.
That's it.
Man, well, Josh, I know we've been chatting for a while. I'm going to let y'all go.
This is my favorite,
time.
Just FYI.
Hey, I love getting to sit down and chat with you every single time that
yes,
we get
ma'am.
To do stuff. Well, we got the Mega Millions lottery. Coming up, $1 billion. What would you do if you had $1 billion? Like, what would be the first thing you purchase?
I can tell you what, sweetheart. We would all go have a good time, and we wouldn't have to worry about nothing else.
Yes.
So, and that means you included.
Well, let's find. Give me a lucky number. We're gonna go in on this.
I'm gonna go with 7 and 13.
Okay. Sonny gave me 7 as well. Great Divide gave me 9. Matt Hillier gave me 23.
You can't go wrong with a double nickel either.
I think we're going to have a solid lineup. So we're winning this $1 billion.
That's right. That's right. We're going to make sure the people that need it get it.
That's right. That's right. Josh, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Looking forward to the Billy Bob Show when we come back home, back to Texas.
Let's do it up.
It's going to be a great time.
We're going to sell that sun gun out. Good Lord willing, and the creek don't rise.
It's going to happen. I know it. Y'all get those tickets. BillyBobsTexas.com. Find them at 959 The Ranch or JoshWardMusic.com. Hit him up. Follow him on social media. Buy his merch. Buy his music. Buy hard tickets. Best way to support him.
Yeah, come to the show. Love to see you.
We're good. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Heather.
Absolutely.